morning. Welcome to Greystone. As you can see, we are in the midst of Vacation Bible School. We've been meeting for 2 nights and 2 days, and we've been learning all about how to find God's fingerprints all around us. I'm so grateful for these children and all of the volunteers that have helped make Vacation Bible School a success. We are glad that you are here today for worship. Thank you for being here. My name is Amanda Atkin. I'm the Associate Minister for Faith Formation here at Greystone, and it is really a pleasure to be able to say to you, welcome. We are glad that you have joined us for worship. In your pews, you'll find some blue notebooks. That's a way for you to introduce yourself to people that you're sitting with. Take those notebooks, write your names in them, pass them up and down the pews, and be able a little bit later in the service to perhaps call each other by name and to welcome each other warmly. Also in those notebooks are connection cards. It's a way for us to maybe get to know some of our guests a little better. It's also a good way for us to pray for each other. There are prayer requests that you can include on those cards. Please put those cards in the offering plates just a little later in the service. One last announcement. Today is communion, and we are delighted for all of you to be here. This is the table of Christ. It doesn't belong to Greystone. It doesn't belong to our particular brand of Baptist. If you are welcomed by the Christ, which all of you are welcome at this table. So let us continue in worship, being led by these smiling faces.
God's fingerprints are all around us.
We see them in God's creation.
We see God's fingerprints in the healing of hands of Jesus.
And in the helping hands of friends.
We see God's fingerprints in those who speak and show God's love to others.
I see God's fingerprints when I'm out in nature. God made our beautiful world.
God's fingerprints are all around us.
I see God's fingerprints in our church. People here are really kind to us and love us.
God's fingerprints are on me because God made me.
God's fingerprints are around us.
And me.
God's fingerprints are on you as well.
God made all of us, and Jesus said that we are the light of the world.
Help us be the light that shines God's love to others so that all might see the good, all the fingerprints are clear.
I can be a father. express their songs of praise, can we join them by expressing our song of praise? Let's stand together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's sing together. And this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that the Lord has made.
Sing it again.
This is the day
that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day
that the Lord has made. Amen. Before you find your seat, would you turn to someone around you and say hello this morning? And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
On Thursday, we heard the story of how Jesus healed a blind man.
Jesus showed compassion to the man as he healed him.
The man became a follower of Jesus, and we can follow Jesus too.
We can show compassion to those around us.
On Friday, we heard the story of four friends who were great helpers.
They lowered their friend through the roof so that Jesus couldn't hear him.
Thanks to his friends and Jesus, the man could walk again.
Our Bible verse that night reminded us that we follow the example of Jesus Christ.
And that when we did that, we are examples to others as well.
On Saturday, we heard the story of Naaman and how he was healed of leprosy.
Naaman almost let pride and arrogance get in his way, but Elijah and the young servant girl were kind, humble, and brave.
They told Naaman how God couldn't hear him.
When Naaman listened and did as he was told, he was healed.
I didn't know that God could use children like that.
If God can use the young servant girl, God can use me.
And God knows you too.
Jesus said that we're the light of the world and that we are to be God's light shining in this world.
Help us to be the light
that shows God's love to all people.
Hi, my name is Andrew Pierce, and I will be reading Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house in the same way. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen.
Yeah. Very nice. We're going to spend a moment praying together, but I also like to do that in song. So in the midst of this prayer, we're going to sing a song hopefully you all know, maybe grew up singing, This Little Light of Mine. And during this prayer, we'll just use a little short part of that. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That little part as a way that we can pray together this morning, even in song. So let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, you said that we are to be the light of the world, shining the light of your love to all people. Help us to be that light to our own families, in our homes with our moms and dads, our children, our brothers, our sisters. May we be the light to our families that extend beyond our homes and shine brightly on our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, our cousins. And when our families disappoint us and let us down, and when they frustrate us and make us angry, let us be the light that shines your love. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
In our workplaces and in our schools, sports teams, study groups, and with our friends, let us be the light that shines your love.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Across the street, around the block, in our neighborhoods and communities, in our grocery stores, in our parks, in the drive-through window, in our libraries, at the bus stop, when we sit in traffic, or when we take a walk, let us be the light that shines your love.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
More present than kindness and understanding. Let us be the city on the hill that cannot be hidden. Let the light of your love shine so brightly through us that the shadows fade and all people feel the warmth of your love that shines upon them.
Let's sing that whole song, This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let's stand together. May our prayer continue. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that we may see you high and lifted up. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy. Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see. Open the
the church sing holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, 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 I want to see
you. Let's pray. Lord, we come to that time of our service when we say thank you for the many blessings we have received. We do that by returning a portion of what we have to share with others. Sometimes sharing is so easy, other times it's very hard. Corinthians reminds us to give not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Please help us to be cheerful givers, God, so that others may know your love through our gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your love is like a light.
parents, they're coming to you. You might help them locate you as you stand if needed, but they'll come and sit with you at this time.
I will be reading Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. May God add understanding to the reading of this lesson.
Well, thank you. What a treat to be back. I feel somewhat at home here for some reason, especially as children gather and sing. This is the best of Greystone in many ways as children and youth and adults join together in a time of learning and discipleship and growth and worship. Thank you. Our text from the Bible this morning includes a very familiar story of the feeding of the thousands. Now, the synoptics are all very similar, and John includes the story, but is somewhat different. But Matthew leaves a unique fingerprint upon this story. Do you know what that is? It's in the last verse, the last 2 words. Of that story. And children. Did you see that? Mark doesn't say that. Luke doesn't say that. John doesn't say that. But Matthew has an editorial fingerprint. Women and children. In a men-only world and a men-only story, Matthew pictures a Jesus who opens the story up for all people. Now, scholars over the ages have said that that's merely to emphasize the size of the group, for not only were there 5,000 men, but also the women and the children. And I'm sure that's true. But maybe only Jesus, through the eyes of Matthew, has seen the valued fingerprint of God upon those who were the least powerful, most vulnerable, and perhaps most expendable. Matthew reports that Jesus further recognizes the fingerprint of God's plan and purpose for children in Matthew 19. The disciples are holding back the children from Jesus, and what does he say? "Let the children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And I can imagine Jesus singing that song, Mike, that we sang. In Matthew 5, let your light shine. You are the light of the world. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Fingerprints. On the French doors going out to my porch, there are fingerprints. I like those fingerprints. My children left them there the last time that, grandchildren, last time they visited. It's also, I like to leave them there. It's a good excuse for not washing windows. But I like to be reminded. Those fingerprints remind me of a number of things. The children are there or have been there recently. They leave their mark. Their hands are usually sticky. They probably want to go outside and play. And those fingerprints are visible only if the light shines upon the glass at a particular angle. In the shade or dark, those fingerprints are not visible. And I might not think of my grandchildren if I can't see those fingerprints. And so as I read the familiar passage and thought about those words, "You are the light of the world," I couldn't help but think about unique fingerprints revealed by light and to reflect upon my own fingerprints and to ask, what fingerprints am I leaving that might give testimony? Jesus makes this part of the Sermon on His Mount very personal. "You are the light," He says. "And let your light shine before others so they can see your good works." And then in the feeding of the masses, He says to the crowd, first to His disciples, but I think He's saying it to the children and the women and the men too. "You give them food. You give them something to eat." As I look around this room, I see a lot of fingerprints, our history, the crosses which represent some 605 of them, the members who were present at the construction of this beautiful sanctuary. I see the stones, and they have on them the fingerprints of Latin American immigrants who took pride in building a house of God. I see the indentions in the pews, which allow for those who have difficulty walking to be seated more comfortably, and which give, I think, a message of inclusion that this church wants to give. The clear windows, I love them. We debated whether we're going to darken them up, put shades or something else. Excuse the crackling, I'm not used to the mic. But it allows us to look out on God's world and to see the fingerprints that the children were singing and talking about of God's nature. And it's a call to ecology and to responsible stewardship of our earth. But it also reveals passing by cars and shopping centers and perhaps even apartment complexes and calls us to remember that our task is indeed outside this room as well. But you know what the fingerprints I see most today are? You beautiful children wearing the blue shirts. You guys are fingerprints, you know that? You're fingerprints. Important fingerprints. I believe part of the vision of this church has been, and I pray will always be, a ministry to children. To minister to North Raleigh and the world, which is part of the vision of this church, means that this church has a love for families and children who reside in this densely populated neighborhood. The fingerprint of Greystone's love for children and families is so palpable this morning. Vacation Bible School and other ministries teach and nurture children to be part of the way of Jesus, the way of light and fairness and justice and love and inclusion and mercy. When this sanctuary was constructed and dedicated in 2003, we marched in on Palm Sunday with the children leading the way. They carried the cross, which you'll see as you exit on the wall of the church building. That same cross also led in a procession to Ravenscroft, where the church met before that in 1986, I believe. One fingerprint of Greystone is that children are priorities in our ministry. They are the church right now. They are part of our worship. They're part of our mission. They're part of our ministry. They're part of our teams. They're part of our outreach. And Greystone believes that children and students are important, and they place a priority on their lives and growth. And we do that when we budget well for children and youth ministry. And when we volunteer, as all of you have, so many of you over the years, when we make a priority of student and youth ministry and let our light shine on them and through them, when we share bread with them at this table. Sometimes I have been guilty of saying, you know, I've had my turn. That's perhaps five of the ugliest words in the church. I've had my turn, or four words, whatever. I've had my turn. I've said it. But we need all ages to be involved in our ministry. And as this neighborhood is also growing with retirement communities and apartments, there are ways in which we can invest in the future of our community and its spiritual well-being of this church as we ask those of us who are aging and retired to come aboard and to help again. And if they can't, and if we cannot, we can at least, perhaps at most, pray, can't we? Now, back to the fingerprints on my door that my wife just happened to clean off this week against my protest. They said that the children were present, my grandchildren were present. They're part of us. Let us give thanks that they're present. Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs says basically that children, all of us, need certain things. We need to be safe. We need to be fed. We need to be loved. We need to love. And we need to be useful. And those are messages that we need to continue as a church to convey to all of our membership, especially our children, feeding them what they need, keeping them safe, loving them, allowing them to love and to be useful. And they can be self-actualized, mature followers of Jesus. Secondly, they leave their mark, don't they? Each child is unique. Each child has a special fingerprint, a special mark. Each learns at a different pace, and we have to make allowances for that. Each personality, each world experience, each physical and emotional makeup varies. We don't want to teach uniformity of action and belief, no. We might teach them the same things, but we don't expect them to be clones. God made us to be different, unique. And when Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others," I believe he recognized that the glory of God could and does shine through our uniqueness and our differentness, our diversity. And that's good. That's good. Let's rejoice in our differences. Their hands are sticky. Yes, light reveals the stickiness of light, of life. And we all have sticky hands sometimes and leave messiness, sometimes more messiness than artistry. Children and adults need the light of correction and guidance to know good and wholesome boundaries. They need those who will walk with them and gently correct them and mend them. So when brokenness occurs, let us be part of the healing. Let us be patient. Let us be forgiving. The light that reveals the mess will also reveal the way. God still convicts and convinces us all of our sins, but also offers a healing forgiveness to all and a new start. When I see those fingerprints, it means they want to go out and play. The fingerprints left in trying to go outside are reminders that we're not to be held indoors all the time. Out there is also where life is happening, where it's bubbling and seething at every joint. It's out there where lessons will be learned and opportunities to share love and light will happen. What we do in here is very important. But it may be as light hidden under a bushel basket until we can share it out there. It's out there where we feed the hungry and share the bread most of the time? Can we do it boldly, intentionally, and with the best understanding of a sharing of God's love? Finally, the fingerprints are visible only if the light's shining through just at the right angle. Are we teaching our children to worship, to seek the light, to see the light of God's love shining through joyful and difficult and sorrowful situations? And do we teach that, we adults, as we too seek to love God and to worship God and to enjoy God in our lives? When our hearts are lonely and have no music in them, can we let our children see us in our difficulty, tuning our hearts to God's brave music, seeking God's light to light our paths in the darkness we experience? Do we teach them songs of light and joy and victory and sustenance and strength of God's unending love? So, have you seen any fingerprints of God this morning? Those God prints are as close as the children right here, as close as the old and the young surrounding us in the pews, the love shown in countless ways and places beyond this room, in the classrooms where many of you will be going in the next few days and teachers returning, in the marketplaces. I go to the marketplace, I see some of you at the grocery store. It's always a joy. This past week, I saw one person that I'd never really spoken to, and it was somewhat of a lull in the traffic, so I just stopped with my groceries, and I talked to this cashier. I noticed her name was hardly pronounceable to me, and I asked about her name. She says, "Oh, it's Persian. I'm from Iran," she says. And then I told her about my wife, who is a medical mentor, as some in this congregation are medical mentors with the USCRI, United States Committee for Refugees and Immigration. I told her about Betsy and about how she is helping an Iranian couple who had to flee for their lives. And I said, "You know, I'm glad you are here. I'm glad you're safe and working. Just trying to share a little light with someone who perhaps doesn't feel very welcome." She looked at me simply and she said to me, listen to this, she said to me, "I love you." I was floored. "I love you." How often does an old man like me hear a pretty young woman say in the grocery store, "I love you"? There we were, strangers in Harris Teeter, both trying to be light to each other, one saying welcome, the other saying thank you, I love you. And the fingerprint of God became palpable and present and visible as the light shone through. So let us take a good look all around us at the marketplace, at the workplace, at the hospital, wherever. And let us shine the light of Jesus upon the fingerprints. They will reveal to us so much of what God is trying to do, what God is hoping we might do. And as we see those fingerprints in the light of God's love, may these good works be ways in which others will come to know the fingerprint of God upon their lives. Let us pray. God of light, grant to us eyes to see the beauty of your love and the glory of your world. May our lives radiate your glory, and may the fingerprints we leave be those that you would claim as your own. Amen.
This morning, we invite each of you to this table to share a meal together. This is not Greystone's table. This is not a Baptist table. This is Christ's table. And the invitation is extended to all, just as Christ's love is extended to all. There is room for everyone at the table of Christ. We come remembering that this table is set with more than just bread and a cup. It is set with grace, with love, with forgiveness, and with sacrifice. This table is set with a feast for all who will accept the gifts that it holds. The Apostle Paul tells us that on the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup also, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant." Do this, and as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, do it in remembrance of me. And proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let us pray together. God of all light and all love, bless this bread and bless the fruit of the vine. Bless all of us in your eating and in your drinking, that our eyes might be open, that we might recognize the presence of Christ in our midst and indeed in one another. Amen. Take and eat. Take and drink. May the peace of Christ be with you. Please stand and pass the peace of Christ with those around you. Yes.
As you return to your seat, we're going to offer up a song together, I Need Thee Every Hour. Can we sing this together? Hymn 638.
A few things before you go this morning. Just a reminder that we do have church and conference next Sunday evening. If you want the packet for that to know what is on the agenda, you can pick those out in the vestibule as you leave this morning. And thank you, Dr. Herman. Thank you to all of our Vacation Bible School workers for all that you have done this week. Thank you, parents, for sharing your children with us. Let us close our service in song together.
This is the point where worship becomes service, and those two are close dance partners. So we go out in service now, singing what the children sang earlier. I'm going to live so God can use me. Can you sing it out loud? Here we go. I'm going to live.
I'm going to live so God can use me anytime. And anywhere, I'm gonna live so God can use me anytime and anywhere.
Go from this place and live so God can use you. Shine your light in this world so brightly that others can't help but see the love of God through you. Amen.